Hey, Supernatural fans, I know it's been a while, but we are back talking about episode 14 and 15, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good ass. Son of a preacher.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a preacher. Yes. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. Supernatural episode after show. I am your host, Alexis Torres. I'm so happy to be talking about this. Also to catch up because the Scooby-Doo episode is coming up, but I'm so excited. On the panel with me is a very good friend of mine. He is talented, handsome, wonderful, all around just the best person I know, Michael Young.
What's up, guys? You can find me on Twitter everywhere at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A.
I forgot to put soulful in there. I should have done that. I messed that up. hey, guys, don't forget to check us out on iTunes. Also, we're live right now, so definitely check out the chat. Michael's got that up so you can talk to him, send us questions, theories, things like that, because the season is about to end soon. So,
yeah.
I know. I feel like it just went by so quick. Especially
because
they're going to
be on
breaks.
A run from here on it, but we'll talk about
that. Yeah, we'll get there. But I'm really happy that you guys are here to talk with us because we got a lot to go through. So, we're going to start with episode 14, Good Intentions. We're going to start off with our lovely group that's just hanging out in Apocalypse World because I don't really know like what to call this universe.
Yeah, it's Jack and basically, Mary. You know, Apocalypse World.
Yeah.
And they're, I don't know. How do you feel about the plan to like trick him into opening the door?
I don't know.
Because do you think that, I don't think it's an exact science. And Michael wants it.
Nice.
Michael wants it to be an exact science. I don't think it is.
Nah. I feel like it's just because Jack hasn't been on this earth long enough to understand certain things like sarcasm and being controlled by people.
True.
So he feels like, oh, I can manipulate that and use that to my advantage. Because all of that mind control mind control, I'll say it, brainwashing, whatever the heck you want to call it, and trying to get him to do things, which I was kind of like, okay, if you're taking over his mind, is he just going to just mimic what he was seeing and then he was just going to open a rift for you? Like, I didn't really understand what the end plan was.
We need you to open the door. And it's like, he doesn't really understand
why we would need the door and things like that. And especially when they were trying to use Cass as well, which I also love seeing Misha just being thrown around in this show. It makes me really happy because he gets to really use his acting chops a lot.
Yeah.
Where I think earlier in the season he got to play evil Cass where he was like, you
and
know,
then lost Cass.
Yeah. There's a lot happening. So I love that they're using Misha quite a bit in this season, which makes me happy. So I love that he was able to be smart enough to snap out of it but realize that something was going on. He gets thrown into that cell with Mary, which I was like, okay, because I was wondering where she was actually at, because I thought she was still in that cage thing.
Oh, yeah, which was very tortury for this show. Well,
that's not true because, I mean, Sam's been in the cage before.
We've seen Sam in the cage. We've seen him being torn apart. We've seen the soulless Sam.
Soulless Sam, I still miss that.
And then Dean also was torturing people. So I guess it's not torturing.
Yeah,
enough.
We
can use a little more torture.
Just a little bit. Just a sprinkle. Just help us out. So then, of course, you know, they both realize that that's why they're both in here is because they want to use Mary as like an emotional trigger so that when he kills her, which we're like, all right, y'all are not going to kill her right off like that. Like, that's insane.
That would be bold.
They could, but I don't think
they ran out of people that they could kill.
At least at this point. Before you start getting to the boys. And you're
they have
like,
to build up. They have to build their cast of characters back up again.
I agree. But yeah, so that the fact that they realized that there was a weakness by the window, you know what I mean? Like, by that.
Bad architects.
Can you imagine? What do we need this window for? It just looks really good.
Why don't we just give our prisoners a window?
Air, you know?
Maybe it was for air, or maybe
I mean,
it
but the
was,
air didn't look very safe.
It really tied the room together.
Yes, thank you. It really
had
did.
A very
that cell
feng
really needed
kind of feel.
That cell really needed some natural light. So, you know, Just for our sanity.
Like, make you, you know, like you can see the outside, but like even make you even sadder.
Yeah, I guess
you can't
so.
Get there.
Whoever chose to do that was dumb.
Yeah. And they probably got beat up by Michael and like
or they're dead.
Yeah, or they're dead.
Just dead.
He beats up people all the time.
But yeah, so the fact that they were able to use that to their advantage, and guess who they bump into as they're running on the run?
Yes,
Bobby. it was nice seeing. It's nice seeing him again. I just love that. Like we're like, oh, Bobby's gone. He's dead. He's not actually Bobby. He's another universe Bobby.
He's not our Bobby, but we'll take him.
Yeah.
We'll take him.
Yeah.
He's close.
Yeah. As close as we're going to get.
Even though I didn't mind Ghost Bobby.
Ghost Bobby was fun. I missed that.
Yeah, and, you know, being kind of like impenetrable or whatever kind of helped as well.
I just love that, like, every time we're like, oh, Bobby's gone or he's dead or whatever.
He's like,
oh, no, he's actually back. He's just in a different form. This is not even his final form. I don't know. I'll just put my nerd glasses on.
Yeah, that's right. His power level is, I think, reaching 9,000.
Reaching 9,000 at least. Definitely not over for... That'll be, like, a season, like, in 25. But, yeah, so we find out where the rest of... Because I was wondering where the rest of the humans were. Because I was like... It's just Bobby and like five people.
They were with the budget of the show.
They were over by the meal cart that now we just made camp and then just added some like set decoration and stuff. So it's fine. They're just near the catering truck. So the fact that we're back at their camp, they find out because Jack is over there messing with shadow puppets. And I'm like, yo, stop it. You're going to get found out.
Did you get a vibe? And I know this is an old... good bad movie, but did you get a vibe from Killer Clowns from Outer Space when he was doing the hand puppets?
I took it there.
That's right. Perfect reference for all of you guys.
Dear Lord, if you don't know what that is, Google it.
He was doing the hand puppets. I was like, it's kind of like Killer Clowns, but it was good. He was using his powers for the enjoyment of children to have, you know, some reprieve from the dangers of the world.
But we're also living in a world where humans don't like anything that's supernatural. They're killing them. Like,
oh yeah, that's true.
So I was like, stop. No, don't do it for the children. Stop it. But yeah, obviously Bobby caught on. Mary was like, well, I'm going to tell you because you look like Bobby. You know, and I like that we found out that Bobby and that universe, Mary.
Yeah, that universe, Mary never had kids.
Yeah, which I was like, whoa.
Yeah, because I think their dad?
They
died
it was switched
or something like that.
Because how in our version of Mary, she died because of a deal that happened. So it was vice versa. So technically, dad did the deal, and that's why he died. And I was like, oh, I do like that twist. That was really cool. But of course, they find out that Jack is a Nephilim, and Bobby
he was like, what? And she was like, oh, it's a child.
Was, he's like, I know what it is. She was trying to like angelsplain.
well, see, it's when an angel is. I know what it
is. When an angel and a demon love each other very much.
Angel
and a human. Sorry, not a demon.
When an angel and a human love each other
Archangel.
Very much.
Yeah.
They hug each other.
And then a Nephilim is born.
And then a baby is born.
And grows within like 6 days. Or 6 hours, actually.
Yeah, because it was like. Dude, you're like an adult.
Yeah, you're like in
it's
your
time for you to start paying bills.
Where's my rent? Sit there like with a bat. But I'll be using them shadow puppets to be bringing back that rent.
But I like that Jack, on a side note, is trying.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to be a hero. So I like that.
The fact that he had to deal with...
He's young, but he's trying.
He had to deal with aggressive Dean for a while, being like, yo, you're going to ruin everything. Get out of my life. Oh, my God, I'm so angry. And then going back to now Bobby being like, we've seen his kind kill people. And we're like, can't really be mad at that.
But he's different.
Well, yeah, because he's not, you know... Because
he's from the other world. He's from the good world.
Yeah, so he understands, and he's, you know... And Mary Winchester's like, well, I vouch for him. And he's like, well, then you need to leave. I was like, okay. And then he did. He technically, of course, like, they were there, and he was like, you have to leave by morning. And, of course, all chaos happens, and, it's just awkward.
But he saved people.
That's why I put on my notes, Jack Rampage! Because he just ran in there and just started killing people.
He hit him with the Matrix where he was like, no...
I know, right? It's just like, get out.
No. And then he literally turned an angel into dust. So
how crazy
maybe
was
he
that?
Should be well matched with, you know, Michael, because he was like, I'm going to have to kill him.
I mean, that's what I was assuming, that there was going to be a ultimate showdown of, you know, of angel strength.
Yeah.
Archangel strength. Archangel Nephilim strength.
Yeah, and then you could get this music. It's like, hey, why are these guys using, like, the overhand, like, the...
Just like, you know, someone's like, go WWE on it. But, yeah, it's... Yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued to see what's going to happen more with Jack's story. Obviously, Bobby is very impressed that he yes. came back and helped them because he thought that he was just a killing machine for humans. So, yeah, I mean, I want to know, like, what's going to happen with that.
Because Jack is an independent man that don't need no woman.
No. Or no Winchesters.
Or no angel woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
I don't know. Either way, Jack made the decision. He's like, I'm going to kill Michael. And I'm like, cool. Oh, is that where we're ending it? Okay, cool. I guess we'll meet up with you later. And then back on our side of the planet, our side of the universe, we've got the boys trying to ask Donnie or Donatello to help them with this evil demon tablet, whatever you want to call it. I can't quite remember what the tablet is called. And he's just sitting there with a bucket of chicken, losing his mind slowly. And see, it's because he doesn't have a soul, so it also doesn't help. Which I thought they told Castiel that he didn't have a soul. I don't know why he... I don't know. I totally thought he did. I had no inclination. Me too,
but I forgot. I think they said that God's sister took it. And I can't remember her name, but God's sister took his soul. At least I think that's what they said.
It's not Lilith,
in the
right?
chat, you guys will let us know.
Is it I think it starts with an L, right? No? Or am I thinking of Lilith? Is that not her
Lilith
name?
Lilith isn't her. Lilith is the girl. Is
the
girl
the little girl. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. She was one of the seals. But
yes, that's right. Yo, I can't.
But real quick... ZSB Lou, big shout out in the chat. Hey. Ivan Soto, haven't seen you guys in a long time. Zia said, you know, you were great on Collider Heroes. You know,
Thank you.
So real quick, you know, just wanted to give you some love. You did a wonderful job, just like she's doing right now. Aww. For Supernatural.
Oh, thanks, guys. You know who's not doing a great job? Freaking Donatello!
Look, the chicken gets you every time. See, like, all right, look, first thing, chicken is great, but you gotta watch your back when you're getting chicken. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be just all willy-nilly, just walking around with chicken in your hand.
Chicken buckets.
You gotta keep your eyes out, man. Watch around.
Yeah, the fact that he got, not controlled, but the fact that he was...
By the evil colonel.
Yeah. I love that moment when, it was last episode where he, like... sniffed the drumstick and he was like, ugh. And I was like, you know what you're doing, Supernatural writers. Get out.
It's like, come on, guys. Come on.
Come on. Give me something else.
We'll give you guys props for that. We'll let it slide.
How dare you? I feel attacked. Anyway, so he's sitting there eating his bucket of chicken and just the screen shaking. He's shaking and sweating. And I'm like, Donatello, you need some help, bro.
But he did actually, you know, he got through it.
He did decipher it, but which is why Castiel was upset, was the fact that he doesn't have a soul and the fact that it takes... you need that morality arc or bar or level, you know what I'm saying, to help him through and get through all that.
Kind of like trauma, I guess
you
could say.
Trauma and darkness that comes with the tablet is not helpful when you don't have a soul, because he pretty much just, it was like a sponge. He just kind of soaked it all up and then didn't have anywhere else to put it.
And he tried to beat up Sam. Like,
I was like, but he really? He was really clever. It was close. It was close. When he was sending them out to do a fake grocery list of things that they needed, and Sam was like, I'll stay here. I'll just make sure he's okay. I was like, this boy... is always get okay. Before we get into episode 15, though, I was already worried about Sam's brain cells. I love they bring it up in episode 15, which we'll get to. But I was like, this boy's been knocked out. Like, I think,
but I mean,
like 90% of the season so far.
But like I think, like, the more you get hit, like it's a stronger.
No,
you got like a
that
stronger,
is not how. Nope, that's not like, how your brain works.
Nah, you know, but your skull, it gets like stronger. It's like stronger. I'm not saying I'm a doctor.
Don't listen to Michael.
Like, if you get hit in the head a lot, like it's like you get strong because the bone density it builds up with marrow and stuff. Like, you know, it could happen. I'm just saying.
Explain it to football players, but then get back to me.
Or explain it to Rocky and Rocky IV.
No, when you got hit. Don't bring other movies into this.
No, unless Rocky it's a five,
unless Rocky it's a documentary.
When he got hit again.
Oh my god!
When he got hit, and he was like, but you know, anyway, Sam, he's gonna be all right. He got supernatural healing and stuff. He probably has
I mean, that's true.
Has a healer, like one of those tattoos against you know, head trauma.
Oh my God.
You know, it's like, hey, that would be smart. Like, meet a witch that's cool. Like, you're cool with a witch. It's like, hey, look, I get hit in the head a lot. All right, so just hook me up with a strong skull.
Sam, just start running around with a football helmet on. Protect your hair. Protect your brain. That's all I'm saying. Those are very important.
Protect your hair. It's like so luxurious. Yeah. Like,
ah. I'm like, no, you got to protect that beautiful, those beautiful locks, okay? Those are important. No, he's he important.
Called it, Disney princess
hair. Yes! That's not a helmet. Stop doing it. Anyway, so, yeah. So, of course, like, as they're looking for these things, Cass is sitting there the entire time going, I feel like this isn't right. Something's wrong. This is really dumb. And then we get to see these... these massive, I don't even know what you would call them.
I guess sort of demigod.
Yeah, type they're like dudes. Deities or something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they.
Gog and Magog.
Yeah, yeah, nice. yeah, oh, their names. I was
wearing
just like,
a loincloth and what do you say, a fur diaper?
Yeah. Oh, Dean could not keep it together. I was like, I know that you're immature. This is a whole different level of immature, Dean,
is
right here.
Dean immature or is he super mature?
No. He's immature, straight up. Get it together, buddy.
Look, he saves the world, all right? He likes cool cars, all right? And I don't know, he's like he's strong, all right? What else do you need?
I mean, sure, whatever. Let's bring back Dad Dean. I would like that back. That was crazy.
I saw Lisa in something else recently, and I was just like, oh, that's Lisa.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
I miss Dad
Dean. Go back to Dean. But yeah, so the fact that they went out there killed them pretty easily. I mean, there was a lot of being thrown around.
Yeah,
there was
they got tossed up a little
bit.
Yeah,
they did, as you should. I mean, the boys always get tossed around. Doesn't matter what's happening.
Yeah. And that's weird. I did want to ask you this, and you guys in the chat. Due to Dean's time in hell and in purgatory, shouldn't he be getting tossed around way less? Like, that dude should be, like, master-level fighter, right?
It's been too long.
But, I mean, he's been through, like, he should be, like, the warrior.
I mean, I feel like he like, does he well
be,
on
like,
his own.
The guy.
Well, I mean, I was complaining earlier
like
in
Rambo
the season.
Like Rambo Jr. or something.
Nice. I was complaining earlier in the season that I was like, I feel like the boys are just getting their butts kicked a lot this season. Like, I don't know if it's just because it's been a while or they just haven't had a break because it's like one after the other at this point since last season and this season because it's been like pretty much like
true.
There's literally been no break.
Last season and this season has really picked up.
Yeah.
It was rocky from like season 7 to like 12. It was rocky.
Yeah.
But at least there was
moments to breathe, you know?
Yeah.
We have not had that since season, was it 12?
Yeah. And we still actually have the British guy running around?
Yeah.
We still have him to worry about.
The British Men of Letters or whatever.
Yeah. It's like, oh, should have never.
That's what I'm saying, because we went from like God bringing, or Chuck. Chuck bringing back his mom, and then it just went full force.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been a break, really.
Yeah, they've been.
So
they've been
I give it up
hardcore
to that.
On the road since then. So
yeah.
I give them the props.
It's insane because they had to deal with the Nephilim cast dying and then coming back. Like, it's there's so much going on.
Oh, thank you, Ivan Ketch. That's his name.
Yeah. Yes, Ketch. Yeah.
Don't trust someone with the name Ketch, really?
Yeah, I was like, why would you ever trust him?
Never trust that guy. He just looks shady.
Yeah. So obviously they defeat them, find out that it was a ruse. Sam gets knocked out again. They show up. Sam has him tied up in some sort of room, or Donatello, in a room, and he's just spatting out all this information and just losing his mind. I was like, Donatello's not gonna make it.
But that's when Castiel's like, I gotta do what I gotta do.
I'm really proud of Cass, but also I always forget how powerful he is.
Yeah, because I don't think he said that he's at the same strength he was when we first met.
No. He's
because he doesn't
have
his wings
so much.
Yeah, he doesn't have his wings or whatever.
His grace is very weak right now.
But he's definitely he's not chump.
He's doing well. I mean, he was just in captivity for a little bit, and now he's back too. So there's a lot. I also just feel like I wrote in my notes, like Cass just doesn't give a frick.
Yeah.
Like at all.
It's a family show.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was like, you know, for everybody. you know, for the kids. But yeah, doesn't give a rat's booty about what's Mm-mm. happening. He's like, we need this stuff. If you guys are not going to do it, I'm going to fry his brain for it.
Yeah, and he just, I mean, because, all right, he doesn't have a soul. We know we can't get it back because, I mean.
And there's no way to turn him.
Well, no, death is just the other lady. Chocolate sister. I can't think of her name.
I can't think of her name right now, but she's
we
amazing.
Can't guarantee that she's going to give the soul back. Because I mean,
and
she's
they're
not
already
too
asking too many favors of her.
Yeah, yeah. She, even though I do like where she said she was talking about seeing a bigger picture, mm-hmm. and she was like, "I understand why you guys have been saved so much. There's a larger,
oh yeah,
thing
larger
going on."
Plan.
But of course, the writers aren't going to tell us that.
No.
But I do think that was the right thing to do. They're not going to get the soul back.
No,
we're not going to be able to change him back to good, Donnie.
Yeah.
So just kill him.
I was like, Donatello.
I mean, not saying don't do that at home.
Yeah, but no, I feel like Donatello has been alive for quite some time. He was able to deal with the fact he doesn't have a soul. And he was corrupted right off the bat, and we didn't even realize it because it was just happening under our noses. It's rough. So I feel like it's sad to say to like put him out of his misery because he is a human being still, but at the same time it's also tough because it's like you can't get him back.
He's corrupted, man.
No, he's like Cass said, he doesn't have a soul to help filter out the darkness. So he's not Donatello anymore. Yeah. Definitely not that. Except for his love of chicken.
He's a minion of Gozer. Now I'm just playing. He's a minion of the evil of the evil Colonel.
Yeah.
Also known as, I can't think of his real name right now. But
Asmodeus,
yeah. He's a
I
minion.
I keep calling him Amadeus.
Amadeus. You just can't trust him anymore. Once he's spouting all the crazy stuff, he's hitting Sam. He's just,
too
just,
much. Pretty much we find out that Donatello, or not Donatello, Cass did not actually kill Donatello, but he made him pretty much brain dead.
Yeah,
you might as well. He's
kill
a vegetable, which is unfortunate. I like that Cass said that he was a soldier and this is how war happens. Like, this is what I was put on this earth or put back on this earth for. I told you that there was something big going on and this is what it is. And I was like, hey man.
Yeah, because he laid it out. He was like,
nice Cass is not here to play anymore.
Yeah, he was like, we gotta get Jack back, kill Michael. Or at least stop Michael and then kill Lucifer and then everything's cool.
Yeah.
So I do like how we got his checklist of things that he wants to do before the end of the season. And then with the guys, we got our checklist and the spell that we have to get before the end of the season.
I'm very intrigued to see how far they're going to get. Which I'm assuming they're going to get all of the things that they need, but you never know. But yeah, but I like the line that he said, I knew it was wrong, but he's tired of standing around and not doing anything. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I was like,
that's right. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever
buddy.
It takes. Like, that's a perfect Bad Boys 2 reference.
Nice.
He's like, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. See? That's the kind
all
of cast we
connecting.
Need.
Connecting.
All connected, man.
Speaking of, we're going to talk about the next episode to connect us to the rest of the season. Episode 15, A Most Holy Man. We pretty much, it was a very weird way to open up the show because we were at a nunnery.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we doing?
I was like,
Da Vinci Code?
I was like, is there like a haunting there and someone's going to die in there?
I thought there was going to be something with like ghosts or demons or something because it was a church. So I was like,
But it was a great
angel?
Change of pace as far as the
I was
season
very,
is concerned.
But I also was very confused why a church would have a skull.
But it's a special. It's not.
But
just,
yeah, it's a saint
it's a
skull.
Skull.
It was so weird to me. I was just like, yo.
Yeah, I don't know if I.
It seems kind of culty.
I don't know if
man.
You just go to like, hey, I'm going to hang out with some nuns, and it's like, yo, this skull right there. I don't know if you know, but
you
kind of weird.
That. Yeah.
It's kind of
maybe
weird.
You should put it in a museum. I don't know.
Yeah,
like
it's
strange. The parish is not a museum. You should put it somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, so we see some guy. Takes the skull, kills this poor nun. I was like, leaving a poor sister like that? Why would you do these things?
Why didn't he just give her like the...
But also
like,
she was so creepy when she was just like...
Yeah, when he turned around, I thought she was going to be like a demon or something.
I thought it was too.
But I mean, if she was just a human, he could have just gave her like the judo chop and she could have just went to sleep. And then she would have went to sleep. You don't have to kill nuns, man. Hey, people out there, stop killing nuns.
Leave them alone.
It's not worth it.
They already have to sacrifice a lot. Leave them alone.
Yeah, and they got to hang out with dead skulls and stuff.
I don't understand. was like, Catholicism, why?
And they put it in a cool box, too.
I feel like I was back at Buca de Pepe, you know, where the Pope in the glass box. I was like,
it's like, this is kind of
is that
cool,
what's happening?
It's definitely creepy.
Italy, stop it. anyway, so yeah, so Sam and Dean are looking for the ingredients, and they need to find a most holy man's blood. And I guess they start looking through the dark web, which I was like, I don't understand how they do this every time, every season. I'm like, what are you looking at, Sam? Do you find these
first
links?
First thing, don't ask no questions, all right? Sam has mad technical skills on the dark web, but he uses his powers for good. He has a VPN set up. He has a VPN set up. All right, he goes in and he goes types in www.darkweb.com, and then it takes you to the dark web. All right, that's where you
don't
go.
Actually write don't, that don't, in your don't do it
because I don't know where
to
go.
I don't know where. We don't want anything pinging, and then like FBI shows up. Excuse me, why are you trying to search this?
Right now, it's like a kid in middle school like doing
Michael
that in
said,
a library.
Michael said on the Supernatural After Show that if I type in www.darkweb.org.com, I will find
.org.gov and .com. They all work.
Just all in the same thing. Make sure it's all lowercase. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, I can see. And then they'll have my picture up like, don't trust his ideas.
Don't trust his ideas. He's being like, silly. Stop it.
But he's, you know, he's the tech guru.
No, I know that, but I'm also just like, yo, stop.
Because they had to get they needed the bone, they needed the head. So they like, we gonna get the head, and they went over there, and this when he laid his Mac game down. So he's not only a tech guy, but he also has the looks.
Guys, I was definitely Dean in this scene when he was meeting up with Margaret. What's her name? Margaret Astor, and I just sat there and I was like, what is actually happening? Because I felt like it was already starting to become a noir because, like, she's in, like, pretty much she's in, like, 50s. Like, 50s garb.
Yeah, but he was giving off his...
manliness. I am going to give him props because it was very lovely. My heart fluttered. It happened. Okay? Sorry, honey. but, well, no, he likes Sam, too. So I guess I can't say anything. I'm more of a Dean kind of lady. No.
Oh.
Yeah, Dean and Cass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he was watching The Wire. I love a man who watches The Wire, and Cass watched the entire series. So
yeah,
I'm pretty proud.
gotta give him props for that.
Anyway, so like, yeah, so Sam has this like moment where he looks really uncomfortable when she was just like hand on top of his hand, but then he also
returned the favor
because it was like she put it like this, but then she moved
like,
back.
Then he was like, no,
he's like, no, you bring that hand back.
Nah, girl, you in my world now. He's like, come on back here.
I was like, what just happened? That's why Dean's face was just like,
that's what, you know, he was smooth, man. Sam realized, he was like, okay, I got to use my talents. Sometimes you got to use a diverse array.
And
of
I'm
talents.
Usually used to that from Dean, because usually Sam's like hella awkward. But this time he was just like, no, let me move my princess hair back.
He was like,
and let me tell you. Hair flip. How I get down, and I was like.
Then he was like. Then he laid the hand down slow. He's like.
Yeah, and then like it was. Oh, I was just like. Is this how you met your wife on the set? That's how that worked out.
What did he say? He was like he would be most grateful or something like that. Oh yeah,
I wanted to puke. So.
Oh, you know how grateful he's going to be.
I literally wrote.
He's going to be so grateful.
Yeah. So then we find out. Oh, gross. That she's like, you need to talk to this man named Richard Greenstreet. This skeeve ball of a man, this douche canoe. I knew immediately as he was making out or making love to this donut.
Yo.
I was like,
In the chat, let us know if he had the same kind of donut crumbs that a kid would have. It'd be like, did you eat the last of the donuts? Be like, no. It'd be just dust all over. Like dust all over his shirt. Be like, you sure you didn't eat the donuts? Because I feel like you did.
I was just like, if you're going to eat this donut, just eat all of it. Don't be eating it in bites and then talking to me. This is not how this works.
And then just come on, man. I'm not saying that you have to be like the most clean, meticulous donut
But also
eater.
Be an adult.
Yeah.
Be an adult and eat like an adult. Don't just eat like, I was like, oh.
He's like, I'm so rich I can chew and eat.
Yeah,
and
at the same time.
And spit out like donut fragments.
Oh my God, I was so irritated. I was like, great.
Your shirt It's right. The whole shirt. I was having a
big sister moment. I was like, oh, you got some schmutz.
A little schmutz. Got a little schmutz.
Got a little bit of jelly right there in the corner.
He was just loving it too.
He knew what he was doing. He was like, you're
this donut a little too much.
That's what I was saying. He was making love to that donut. Yeah, and I was like, you need to relax. You can find a lady.
Yeah.
And stop it. Or man. Yeah, whatever your preference is, I don't judge.
Yeah, because then, well, you know what? That's another show. That's show. But, you know.
Anyway.
You know what? I'm not going to say that. It's close, but I'm not going to say that.
Speaking of, we're talking about skulls now. St. Peter's skull. So that's where we find out that's what the skull is, and that a lot of these people that are trying to go after it are they're into religious antiques or antiquities and things like that. So the people are paying a pretty penny.
Because they're probably trying to do their own spells and stuff, and you know,
I assume where they're just rich. I was gonna say rich white folk, just like really want to collect stuff. Yeah,
they'll get you every time, man. Get you every time.
But anyway, that's just me being me. But the fact that it's just a bunch of rich people being like, I just want to own very old things and brag about them is what I assumed. If it is for spell stuff, sure, that's totally fine.
Yeah, because there was a, remember that book club of witches? And they were like, remember when you got your best-selling book and your husband got a raise or whatever? It's like,
I helped you with that.
Yeah, I helped you. We all did spells for you.
Like,
so that's probably what the rich people are doing. They're doing spells
to
get their,
get their
stocks and bonds better or something.
You know, but just don't be killing people. Relax.
Yeah, rich people be doing like...
They're doing too much.
And if you notice, this is in a lot of shows. Rich people be doing like, you know, getting artifacts and then wearing robes and going in basements.
I'm like, stop it. You
if,
got what you wanted.
If you're rich right now, stop it.
Yeah. All right. God. No, I will continue because I was just like, yo, what is happening? Also, like the way that things are shot and such, it's like, okay... I understand what you're doing. Are we doing a noir? Is that the style that we're going for this episode? Okay, cool.
Like a very whodunit kind of episode.
But I was also like, where are you in the world right now? What, are you in some podunk town that's really bored, who still has a mob that wears like, you know, like white cuffs on their shoes?
I did like the mobs.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I love how, like, what was his name? Santino Scarpat, like Scarpati?
Scarpacci?
Scarpati. Scarpati? I have it spelled out. It's
you know, Scaramucci or something like that.
Oh my god.
No, that's a real person, right?
No.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Scarpatti.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. So,
whatever.
Either way, Santino, this guy who was a mob boss of you're in Seattle. And I was like, is that what Seattle looks like, y'all? I haven't been there.
Seattle. Anyone who's in Seattle or has been to Seattle in the chat, let us know, man. Maybe the mob keeps it real old school there.
Either way. So, so I love it that there's a string of things happening now, and I'm like, yeah, definitely we're in a mob story noir. It makes sense. We're just dealing with poor Sam and Dean kind of be like, I don't know what's going on here.
Like, really, this is weird.
This is really weird. We're not used to this.
Like, we've been in weird situations.
But this is odd.
Yeah.
It's odd. It's not supernatural. It's just odd.
we're like, it is 2018.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't just like, cause at first I was like, did they go into a time loop?
Yeah,
or something like they fell somewhere.
Very old.
Yeah, because like the hotels that they were running into. I mean, the cars were the same.
Yeah,
you know,
but everything
like,
just seemed
people,
old.
Yeah, people how they were talking, how they were dressed. I was just like, is it just the city in Seattle that's just like has not moved from the 50s or the
40s? Maybe it's like a part of Seattle where they just keep it straight.
Sure,
old street.
I mean that's cool. Keep that. I guess I was very confused. Either way, so. they go to the hotel to find the guy who initially stole St. Peter's skull. He's dead. We also see some random dude running around in the shadows, and we find out that he's actually a priest from said congregation.
He's an inspirational guy, too.
Oh, wow. The things that the quotes that he was saying were really, really great. I really loved his character. I was really scared he was going to die. So I'm really glad he didn't.
He did have like a, I'm going to die this episode look to him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, guys, we've watched Supernatural for years and years.
Yo, it's 13 seasons.
You know, yeah, we know how, you know, those day actors or day characters come in. And
every
it's like,
time.
Oh, you got this one episode. You're going to die at the end. You're going to have to die quick.
But they leave the hotel, they run into our mob boss, they pretty much tell him, like, you working for me now.
Ooh.
And I was just like, I don't understand what's going on, but okay. And he's like, yeah, you do things for me now. And I was like, okay, all right. So now we're working for him. What's your
now
plan?
Now we're working for the mob.
Yeah. Sort I was of. Like, great, sort of. I don't know. And Dean could not keep his mouth shut. I was like, yo, stop it.
Yo, but you need that Dean to let people know, like, hey, look, we ain't playing.
I mean, I liked that dynamic because I love that the mob boss and the goons were just kind of like, oh, the cojones on this guy, you know, like it was like one of those moments where it was like, this guy, wow, what a mouth on you. You're like, you know, kind of thing, which I was like, all right, can we move on? I want to know what's happening with this skull. Let's go. But yeah, so we run into our priest pretty much, and he knocks out Sam. This is where I was like, yo, I'm really worried about you and your well-being. Your brain is very important. Stop getting knocked
out. But Sam is okay, man. It's,
look, I love, and I even wrote it in my notes. I went, what did I say? I said, oh no, did I lose it? Oh, I said, Dean and Sam go back to find, Sam finds that paper with the tracking number on it, and I went, yo, can we check up on him? Because he's getting knocked out a lot in this season. And then literally goes, Dean goes,
oh, you know what? I just thought about it. Yeah. Cass just heals him. That's what it is. Cass just heals him up. Perfect.
Oh, that's fine.
Cass just heals him up.
But he hasn't done it in a while because he's on his own mission to find other things. So
I'll give him a little touch up later on.
You know? I hope so, because, yo, he needs to.
little brain touch up.
I'm really worried. I'm very concerned. And I'm really glad that Dean, because I thought that we were just going to pretend like that didn't happen, but I'm really glad that they wrote it in there, that Dean was like, yo, are you okay? You got knocked out a lot. That, I don't know if that princess hair. I don't know, Sam was like, dude, shut up. We have things to worry about. And I was like, yeah, it's called your brain.
It's called your brain.
Yeah, I would really like for you to not have brain swelling. It's not right. It's not great. As a martial artist, I know. It's awful.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, don't do it. I mean, do martial arts. Just wear headgear. But yeah, so we have Father Luca Calamari. I probably butchered that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Was here, and he was there to buy the skull back. He pretty much asked everyone in town, everyone in the congregation to give them money, because there was like different types of money in there. There was like U.S.
Yeah,
U.S.
Some,
dollars.
It was kind
euros.
Of a baller, too. And
it was all rolled up.
Yeah, I saw whoever it was, one of them was definitely a drug dealer because it was rolled up.
Yeah. No, they were
it was
all
rolled
up
and it had bands on it.
But
there was a roll in there and it had bands on it. I was like, yeah.
I see you.
It was like a drug dealer that's cool with the church. Like,
yeah,
he came up in the church.
Because he has to repent for his sins.
Yeah, he's like, you know what?
I'll help you guys. Yeah, here you go.
Here's about 20 grand. You know what I'm saying? Dude, you know, it's. You know.
Where's my friend like that? Okay, sorry. But yeah, so we find out why he's doing it. We find out that it's a tracking number. They see that we have that weird cop. That's like, that one made me so angry. I was
bald
like, why?
Cop.
Why would you? Why? I was like, I was waiting for them to like show like, because I'm so used to them having like FBI badges or something to like help them. And the fact that he was like, oh, I'm a cop. I was like, show your FBI. What?
Yeah, FBI, dude.
Yeah, you guys have show long trench bags. Coats. You guys are, you guys have
you
like
the
a
trench
good,
coats and the suits.
You guys have a good 5 feet over this cop right now. You can see everything on Mount Rushmore. Like, I don't understand how you let this man.
Bald cop.
But he was like, oh, handcuff yourselves to the radiator. I was like, where are we? All you have to do is sit on him. You would have been good.
Should have just kicked him like in his chest.
Sam's legs are so long. All you had to do was just hit him in the chest. Yeah, it would have been fine. Oh, I was so upset. Anyway, so he finds the package. He brings it back. We find out Margaret's the one that he works for. And then they're having a freaking mob boss baddies meeting in a warehouse somewhere in Seattle.
That's how you do it. Yo, if you're gonna, people at home, if you're gonna sell anything illegal,
don't,
this is what you wanna do.
Don't listen to Michael.
You wanna go to a warehouse.
Don't do it.
All right. And it's gotta be not raining, but like it rained like a couple of hours ago.
Oh,
so it's like damp.
Well,
but
Seattle's always raining.
So okay, all right, cool. So it's like damp and it's nighttime.
Oh, Lord.
And it's in a warehouse. That's what you do, man. Everybody pulls up slow, you know, with the lights off.
No,
and
I
you
know.
Go in there and you have your briefcases and then, you know, you buy it.
Mm-mm.
There it is.
But yeah, Margaret.
I know how these things go.
I can see that. Margaret, Scarpetti, and Greenstreet are all there to discuss. Obviously, we are at a Mexican standoff when Sam shows up with the money. Dean and Father Luca have a very man-to-man moment in the car about just life. Yeah, I was just like, okay. I hope that actually resonates in your head, Dean.
He got through to Dean a little bit.
I think he did.
I think he got through to Dean a little bit.
And he was talking about miracles. I just love that talk where he was like, you know, because God's here to protect me, even though that's not what he was actually trying to say. But Dean was like, no, I know, because I know God. I don't have to explain it to you.
Yeah, and I wonder, is this is a quick question. Is God our God, or is there also another God on the other side with Michael? Oh. Or is our God the God of both?
And, see, and he knows know, about because both. We have no
because
idea.
See, he left and his sister left. So see, that's first thing. All right, God,
I'm like, Chuck, right, look, yo, get it you, together, bro.
Yo, you took the summer off. All right, season's back. Let's all right.
We got work to do.
Like, we got things to do.
Oh, so upset. I was like, Chuck, you can't just be up and leaving. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he tries to, I love his very tiny amount of $6,300 or $634,000 to try to get that skull back. While everyone's like, $3 million, $1 million. But, and then this douche canoe is like, $0.
Like, I'm going to kill everybody.
Yeah, and take it. And I was like, you only have one person with you, or two yeah. people at best.
Yeah, but then, you know, we found out Bald Cop is, you know, in his pocket, so, you know.
Well, I mean, he was about to be in his pocket.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because he was kind of like, oh, I'll pay you $1 million if you kill her right now. And I wasn't, I was expecting it, but I wasn't expecting it the way it was going to be. I thought he was just going to yeah. hold the gun to her and be like, mm-mm. you know, give me money or something like that, you know. And instead, he just shot her right in the back. I was like, okay.
Yo,
all
man.
Right, buddy, Mr. It's, Fake Cop.
Yo, it gets real in the warehouse.
Yeah, that's no, that was a crazy shootout. While he was praying, Father Luca was praying, I was like, wow, this is, I felt like I was watching, what was it, Once Upon a Time in Mexico? Like, that's what I felt like I was watching. It wasn't as good as that church scene, but you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like what yeah. I was feeling at that moment. I was like, all right.
And let this be a lesson to all you guys at home. Pay your henchmen well.
No, seriously.
You know what I'm saying? Like, pay them well.
We know that there's a joke that says tip your waiter. Same thing with your henchmen. Yeah, make sure you pay them well, because they will hurt you.
Yo, if you pay your henchmen well, you wouldn't have to worry about this. Because he said,
yeah,
what, he wanted to raise?
Yeah, and she was like, it's never going
to
happen.
Yeah, if she would have been like, you know what? It's a good point. We'll get to your raise once we get back to the office or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, as soon as you give me that skull, then we'll talk.
Yeah, then we'll get back to the office. I'll give you a
that
raise.
And he would have been Margaret. Happy.
You know what I'm saying? But people don't listen. They don't
especially
listen.
Margaret, because she was like, I'd rather have Sam.
Mm, good point, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess she wasn't like, worried about Bald Cop.
Stop it. anyway, so yeah, so obviously Father Dean, you know, charges in, helps him out. Father Luca gets shot. Not necessarily more like a graze, even though that definitely looked like he got shot in the shoulder, but or the stomach, but it was just a graze, so he's fine. Yeah, you know. And of course he was like, oh, it's a miracle. And the boys look at each other like, I mean, I guess, I don't know. And they find out that the Pope gave Father Luca a nickname, Un Uomo Santissimo, which means the most holy man. I love how they're both like, Father, they're we like, actually have another request
might,
of you.
They might as well have been like,
hey, so you know that you just, because in my head when I saw that he was bleeding, I was like, okay, this is your time. Hey, I know you're dying. Can I just take just a little bit? Just a little bit. Off the top. It's fine. I swear. Anyway.
Drizz out.
You know. But he was nice enough to give him a good amount yeah. of his blood for them. So good for you. And
yeah, because I would have took like the hospital amount, that like bag. That like,
I need
bag.
All of this. So I'm going to use half now, half later.
Yeah, I would have took that bag and like gave him some Fig Newtons and some juice and like
yeah,
put,
you're
him
good.
On, put him on
take
a trip.
Take Lawrence just take a nap, buddy. You'll yeah. be fine. Enjoy that flight with that skull on your back. It's weird. Anyway, but yeah, so pretty much that wraps things up. They have at least one ingredient, I believe, and they're still waiting on Cass, and that's pretty much where we're at right now. Yep. No predictions, because we know that the Scooby-Doo episode is in a couple weeks, so that means you guys probably won't see us till April, because this is our new time. We're going to be doing Wednesday nights at 8 p.m., so it's pretty much the episode the week before that we'll be recapping before the new episode airs. So yeah. It's kind of like we're recapping for you right
refresh.
Before. Yeah, right before the new episode. So I hope you guys enjoy that. Michael, where can the wonderful Supernatural fans find you?
You can find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. Also, you can find me anywhere by just searching Nerd Soul, N-E-R-D-S-O-U-L, one word.
Definitely check that out, because we were on a podcast together called the yes. Nerd Soul Podcast, yes. and it's amazing, and it's awesome. You should definitely watch it, or listen to it. Yeah. And you guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks for the Scooby-Doo Supernatural episode. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. to watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Give me that blood.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.